Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
So have you both been following the pop charts in the UK recently? Do you know who's number one?
The pop charts.
The pop charts, number one.
Actually don't.
I don't know.
Should I?
It's Mariah Carey's number one.
Oh!
Are you? What? Is that
Mariah
the,
Carey made it to number one, finally.
The Christmas one?
Yeah, number one in the hit parade in the UK.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. All I want for Christmas
It's not the Pogues. I thought the Pogues were always number one at Christmas with the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl.
Did you hear they have done an alternative version? They've edited out the offensive language from that.
The F word. Yes.
Is there an F?
I did hear
is
that.
Is there an F word in the original? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it's not.
Oh, the F. That, yeah, it's different.
It's,
F.
An,
yes.
It's an F word. It's not the
That's
F
right.
word.
Yes. They've taken out an F word from the song. So, yeah. Controversial.
Would you like to explain further to our American friends who probably don't have a clue
what
we're talking
about? I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Are you not familiar with the...
There you go.
You're not familiar with the Pogues, Kirsty MacColl classic fairy tale in New York? Christina?
No.
Christina's not. She's like,
no.
What?
Oh, right. I thought it was an international...
No, okay.
I thought it was an international hit.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
No, just in England. They just drag it out every year in England, I guess.
Anyway. American listeners, check it out. Fairy Tale in New York. It's got an American theme. There we are. The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl.
we're kind of skirting around the F word that neither of us want to say on air.
Yeah.
We can probably chop all this bit out anyway.
Well, it rhymes with...
And explain it to...
It rhymes with maggot. rhymes with maggot in the song.
Oh, so, no, no, that's a bad one.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
Well,
the BBC decided it was too offensive to broadcast.
Yeah. So they've cleaned it up.
Yeah.
There we go. After.
So what did they say?
After about 30 years, isn't it? So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, fine. After 30 years of being at number one.
Yeah.
They suddenly decided to change the lyrics.
I'm not sure what they've changed it to. I haven't done my research. But all I wanted to do was congratulate Mariah Carey. She's finally made it. Since, you know, 26 years, and she's made it. There we are. Yeah.
Is that her first number one?
Oh, well, it's her first Christmas number one, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
There we go. Yeah. Because obviously the pop charts is very important and relevant to us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I should say, one of our usual presenters, Richard, he's out doing good work in the community at the moment, as far as I know. He says.
I thought he was actually out because he spilt beer on his computer and said he didn't have access to the internet until he gets a new one.
So we have
a surprise guest.
Yes,
surprise.
A superstar guest, Christina.
Yes,
Christina Riley.
Woo!
Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Woo! Happy to be here.
All right.
Welcome. Welcome to a quick one.
Yes, welcome indeed. Yeah.
So, you are from the seaside, is that right? That's what you told me?
Yeah, well, I'm actually
from the seaside.
Seaside, California, that's where I live. But I'm from Canada. Good old Ottawa.
I didn't know you were from Canada.
Yeah.
Ottawa.
Yeah.
The capital.
Still part of the Commonwealth, only just.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk recently in the UK about Canada. Well, in relation to Europe. I won't bore you with that, but talking about...
What, escaping there? No. Mid-Brexit crisis, yeah, at the end of the year.
Boris Johnson wants to he wants to land a Canada-style deal or something with the EU. Anyway, enough about that.
Oh, I thought... Yeah.
No, well. I didn't know you were from Canada. There we go, that's interesting. Yeah. Do you speak French?
No, definitely not.
Oh, doesn't it...
When I try, it's embarrassing.
I thought everyone spoke French in Canada.
I think we're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Matthew speaks like 12 different languages. That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think he was asking you. He's about to launch into some French and cut me out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, we'll keep you in, Stuart. Right. Okay. So, yeah. Shall we get on with it?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Yeah, we'll have a bit more chat. I'll play a song though. This is Susie True. Is this the right song? Toothache.
Yeah.
So that was Susie True from the album Saddest Girl at the Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the song was called Toothache.
Yes.
There you go. I think the BBC might need to edit that one as well. That's got an F word in it.
I know. I realized that after.
Yeah.
That's the F word, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
Sorry, we love swearing. Mm-hmm. We love swearing in songs.
I do it all the time.
Speaking of swearing in songs, don't you think there's a lot more swearing than there used to be in songs?
I don't fucking know. Don't fucking ask me.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
I'm sure when I was growing up, it was a big thing when you heard an F word in a song or something. Now, it's all over the place.
That's right, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I think you're right.
That is just an observation. So that was what they called Susie True.
Susie True from Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
It seems like there's lots of ladies with guitars in Los Angeles right now.
For sure.
We played La Machina, which was a bit heavier than that, but they're very LA,
yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. But so that was your pick, Christina.
Yes.
So I was going to comment on the video because we actually both know Claude.
Yes.
Who made that video, I believe. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Has he made videos for you?
He made one for my old band, Burnt Palms.
Right. I should say to our listeners that Christina is obviously famous for having played in a couple of bands, Burnt Palms, Artsick. And yes. Any others I've missed out?
And Boy Racer.
Yeah.
He's got like legit video equipment and stuff. And
right.
I really like this one. I feel like he did a great job and I really like the song. So it's kind of fun. A fun video.
Yeah. Who was the guy with the mustache in that? Yeah.
That is actually my
That wasn't Claude.
No,
Claude's a little shorter than that. And
yeah, that's one of my friend's boyfriends, actually.
Ah, look at that. So you've accepted a backhander to sneak this onto the show. Is that's how it works?
No.
I guess.
I've just been playing this song a lot lately.
Richard does it all the time.
Well, then I'm the perfect person to take his place.
No, it's great. I love it.
I was relieved. Actually, the video's quite a bit longer than the actual song, because I was saying this is quite a long song, looking at 4:45, but I think the actual song is only about 3 and a bit minutes.
Yeah, it's like that filmmaker thing.
We tend to be a bit suspicious of overlong songs, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially Richard, he seems to.
I am too.
I enjoyed that. Yeah,
nice.
It's a good pop song. I like there was as well as the F words, a reference to Sharpies. I know what a Sharpie is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what a Sharpie is, don't you, Matt?
I know what a Sharpie is. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I liked it where she threw a photo down and it had eat shit on it. That was kind of fun.
Right. That's nice. Yeah.
The line in the song that made me smile when I first heard it was, "I'm so sexually frustrated," because you don't hear that really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was like, "That's
no,
that's badass." Like, and when I played with them, like when I saw them live, they're really great live, and I was just smiling the whole time.
How long have they been going?
I don't know. I think maybe like a few years. She had an old band called Bearcats.
Oh, okay.
She's been playing music for a while, but I'm pretty sure this project is like a few years old, but at first it was just her, I believe. And then she got those bandmates who are great. I don't know, they're not like personal friends or internet friends. We're digital friends.
Digital and, friends.
Yeah. But Lexi, the singer, like I've met all of them because I played with them. But the guitarist, I just know her name as G, actually. But she's great. She's so good.
So yeah. So Lexi, it's Lexi. It's not Susie. It's Lexi.
It's Lexi. That's the bass player and the
singer.
So
Susie Chu is just the band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It says here that they describe themselves as crybaby pop punk.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It sounds accurate, right? Like the
that's
you know, the singing, the way she sings, and it sounds like it's straight from like a page of her diary.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I like the shouty, screamy backing vocals. They were pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah,
can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that.
And then how the end, when like she's, you know, she's like, I'm gonna fuck this up anyway or something, and how like the song just unravels, and they start laughing, and you can just hear the fun they're having, and how it, like, you know, they're fucking up kind of, but it's like it's perfect.
Right, right on. I think I might be approaching these ladies for a contribution to the next Typical Girls LP.
Yay!
That's for anyone who wonders what Stuart's talking about. Well, I could post a link, I suppose.
How about that?
Emotional Response Records.
He's very good at the product placement. Thanks, Matt.
Well, you might as well. So, would you recommend that the album "Saddest Girl at the Party"? It was out just at the end of November. There we go.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if there's a physical release. I'm just trying to...
I think it's a cassette, actually.
Ah, cassette, right?
Cassette, yeah.
All the kids are doing it.
All the kids are making cassettes. Do you have a cassette player, Stuart?
Of course. What are you saying? Yeah, I've got one in the kitchen. I play cassettes all the time whilst I'm cooking.
I didn't have a cassette player for years until we bought this house, and the house came with a cassette player in the garage.
Was it a deal breaker? Yeah. Go on, throw the cassette player in and I might take it. Yeah.
It's a bit dusty, but it works.
Nice.
Wow.
Right, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's
All
see.
Right.
This is Zipper from Australia, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, I believe so.
This is Flower. Zipper, and that song was Flower from their It's another cassette release.
Another cassette. All the kids are doing them, see? Cassettes.
Dreamer's Gate. Yeah, a 5-song cassette. There we go. You can buy it for $10 Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go. Yeah.
So this band, I don't know anything about this band, but the label that put it out, 10th Court Records.
Yeah.
We actually reviewed another band on their label earlier in the year, a band called Introduction.
Yes.
So, yes. And this, I think, is fairly similar stylistically to that band also. Very 80s sounding, very bit gothy, goth pop.
Yeah.
I'm all about the flange lately, as you know.
It's not the only kind of music they release, though, is it? I did quickly check out some of their other releases. And it's not all. It's not all that sort.
It's not all 80s goth rock.
It's not all 80s goth rock. No. No. Mm. Yeah. No. Well, there's that recent release, "A Joke" by someone.
Oh yeah, I heard that. That's pretty folky, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I was just looking at. They seem to be somewhat of a supergroup, featuring members of Wireheads, Nilex, Rule of Thirds, Divine Rip and Maine. So I haven't heard of any of them.
Neither have I.
Yeah. I haven't either. Yeah.
Yeah. Shows how,
so how super can you be?
Unless we're just totally out of touch. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, so, yes. There's that as well, I guess. But.
Well, maybe we're not just hip to the Sydney scene, you know.
Well, what did you think?
Definitely what you described, Stuart. Yeah, 80s goth rock. Yeah, bit of...
Take the easy way out, mate. Take the easy way out.
Well, definite kind of, I don't know, Susie and the Banshees, Toya, maybe. Toya!
Good yeah. Lord.
In the vocals there, I think, yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toya. All right.
Are you familiar with Toya, Christina?
I am not. No, I'm not. I did like it, though. I mean...
Mm.
I like the sound of the guitars a lot, and like those single strums and the delay on those. I made some notes because I was like, I can't remember anything. So, yeah, and like the vocals.
All right.
I like them. They're kind of haunting. And when I listened to it at first, I just pictured and like imagined driving at night on a highway, like escaping this reality we're living in. You know, it's got like this really kind of dark, weird energy.
I imagine Toya driving late at night. Sorry.
I'm going to have to look
we'll
that
send
up.
You a link to Toya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. She was very big around 1983.
Okay.
I guess. The when year was, you were born.
Yeah, I was born in 84.
Or the year before you were born.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, no wonder you don't know who Toya is. Well, you don't need to because we've got Zipper now anyway. We don't need Toya.
Yeah. Toya's had somewhat of a renaissance recently, resurgence of popularity. She's been doing these videos with her husband during COVID, during lockdown and everything.
Oh, yes.
With Robert Fripp, her husband. King Crimson guitarist, Robert Fripp. Anyway.
Yeah, enough of that prog rock shy.
I like the sound of the guitars as well. Particularly one of the guitars had a very kind of quite a cutting sound. Didn't
it? That the right side?
Mm-hmm. It was the right side. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's the one that I liked.
All right, we'll try and find out who played that guitar. Yeah. Yes, yeah. The other guitarist. Yeah, you're sacked.
Yeah.
So you don't know anything else about Zipper?
No. I might ask them to be on the next Typical Girls, though. Quite like
nice.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's Zipper on 10th Court Records, based in Brisbane, Australia. I think the band are from Sydney. Shall we have a change of pace now? Something gentle?
You're in the driving seat, Matt. All down to you.
This is... You've probably heard of Phoebe Bridgers.
Well, actually, I'm not too familiar. Yeah. But
I wonder if she'll agree to be on the next Typical Girls compilation.
I don't know. Have you got a phone number?
Well, no, I haven't. And this is her version of if we make it through December.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Through December will be fine. Got laid off at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for my girl. To be the happy time of year, and my little girl don't understand why we can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
That's Phoebe Bridgers, If We Make It Through December. Yeah, I like a miserable Christmas theme song.
Yeah, way to bring us all down, Matt. What the hell? We had a couple of bangers and Jesus, what was that all about?
We're ending on a depressing note.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
I want to ask our special guest on the show, Christina.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a big fan of Christmas? I know Stuart's almost Mr. Christmas, aren't you?
I try.
Well, you know what? I like Christmas, but I don't believe in... sorry, guys, but I'm an atheist. I just don't...
There you go.
But I do love Christmas. I mean, it's super fun, and I have a Christmas tree. And I decorated, and, you know, it's, I've always liked it. Especially in Canada, actually, when it's kind of cozy. There's snow, and you have a fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, but here it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go surfing. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But it's not not the same.
Well, you know, Matt quite often gets his board out and goes surfing in Scarborough on Christmas Day,
yeah,
don't you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be down there. Yeah.
But I thought we were going to do a Christmas special. You could have saved that for next week.
I kind of sneaked.
You're just so keen. Look at that.
Yeah, I kind of sneaked that one in under the radar. It's not an overtly Christmas song, though, is it? It's kind of
just so depressing.
Yeah, I did quite enjoy it though. She's got I don't really know Phoebe Bridgers. I know the name. I don't really know much about her, but I'm assuming she's a pretty well known star given your introduction.
Yeah, and my daughter listens to her sometimes.
Oh, here we go. This is one of your daughter's picks. That's what it is.
Yeah. The release that it's on, it's the If We Make It Through December EP, which is all covers, I think. And this is a cover of a Merle Haggard song.
All right.
Yeah, I looked that up. I was curious about it because, I mean, I just was. So I Googled it and discovered it was a cover. I think she does like a really good job. I mean, her voice is amazing. And it kind of like when I heard it, it threw me right back to my childhood because my mom would like blast Joni Mitchell. Fortunately, she also blasted The Who.
All right.
I got lucky with my parents.
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah. No, it just really reminded me of Joni Mitchell. And I thought she's
definitely
talented. You can hear it like the first second.
I liked the arrangement on there with the piano as well. It was kind of wasn't just, you know, the usual acoustic guitar kind of thing. There was quite a nice combination of the piano there with the guitar.
Yeah.
And the sort of haunting sounds that went with it as well. Very wintry.
Does she play the piano? Is she a pianist?
I don't know that much about her. Yeah.
All right.
But I thought you would like the fact that her website is phoebefuckingbridges.com.
Hey, look at that.
You'd appreciate that, Stuart.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, she's just earned herself an extra 0.5 in the scores at the end. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. She's got ghosts on all of it. I've seen that record before. The one with the ghosts.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she had that on all of her releases, but
yeah.
That one down in the bottom there with the
this one.
The ghost in the field. Yes, I've seen that record before.
Yeah. Well done. You were paying attention in the record shop that you work in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done. Well done. Okay, good. Do we have any more to say about Phoebe Bridges? No, that's it.
Right? Yeah, I think that's it for me. I appreciate the song, but it's not really my thing. Like, I do like haunting vocals, like, you know, but
yeah, she's I think a little bit on that sort of folky singer-songwriter kind of thing that she does.
Which,
you know, it's all right sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Shall we
go on then? Are we going to do the points? What are points, mate?
Yeah. Shall we give our final verdict on those three songs?
Well, are you comfortable doing that? Are you comfortable giving points, Christina?
For sure, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it. Just don't ask me to do math.
No, it's all right. Matt does all the math.
Okay, good.
We don't have to worry about
I'm on it. So we started out with Susie True and Toothache.
All right, Susie Drew, who's going first? I'll go first. I don't mind.
Go for it.
Let's see. I will give that a 7.5. Most enjoyable. I can, and I really enjoyed the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, it was enjoyable. Yeah. That's a good word. And I'll give it similar level of pointage, 7.5.
Okay. I mean, maybe I'm biased. Me and my kids have been like repeating this album in our car, the whole album.
Mm. All right. I can feel a big number coming on.
And I'm going to have to give it a 0.5 for my kids.
Ooh.
So I'm going to give it an 8.5.
8.5, right.
Way! All right. Fantastic.
That's a strong start, isn't it? That's 8.5.
I've also seen them live, so I have that in my mind.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
that adds points. Just knowing that they're like a really tight, awesome performing band, and hopefully one day we can play together.
Yes, we can all be in the same room as each other. Yes,
that would be great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, nice. So that's 23 points, 23 and a half points. Dreamer's Gate, Zipper.
Strong start.
The band Zipper.
Okay.
The song was Flower.
Yes.
And
the EP was called Dreamer's Gate, is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yeah.
I will give that a 7.25.
Right. Okay. you're just trying to make life difficult for me here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll give that it was okay. Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, down to you.
I mean, it was intense. Yeah, it was. I found it an intense listen.
Mm.
I bought the digital copy just because I had to listen to this, like listen to it more than 3 times or whatever. Mm. But I wouldn't like jump to listen to it on the regular. I feel like it would be a good listen when I'm angry.
All right.
Yeah.
And so,
which
I think I'm going to give it a well, for that guitar on the right, I'll give it a 7.5.
All right.
Because that guitar on the right was a beautiful thing.
All right.
So the right-hand guitarist saved it for Zipper. So I believe that's 21.75.
Oh, close one.
And we finish off with Phoebe Bridgers, if we make it through December.
Right. Yes. What a year, hey? I'm gonna give it 7. I quite liked it, you know. If it was on in the background, I'd be quite comfortable with that. But I don't know, bit of a downer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a bit more, 7.5.
All right.
There we go.
Oh.
It was quite touching version of the song, I thought.
You know, like I had originally thought 7 points because I can appreciate, you know, how talented she is and like her voice and I can picture sitting like looking out a window and watching the snowfall in Canada and feeling like that would match the mood of the song. But for right now, in this moment, I'm already like, I don't need more depression.
There you go.
I don't know if that's harsh. Sorry, guys. But yeah, I mean, 7. That's a good. I mean,
yeah,
7.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a respectable score. So I believe then the winners this week are Susie True.
Way!
Yay!
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them. And that was the selection of our guest, Christina Riley.
Yeah.
Yay.
On her debut appearance on A Quick One. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
It's been really fun, actually. I've listened to every episode.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Really?
Wow.
Well, just think, in the next couple of days, you'll be able to listen to the new one with you on it.
Yay! I will share it and like it.
Good.
And that's what all you guys should do, right?
There you go. I was waiting for Matt usually jumps
everyone
in at some
there
point with his little advert begging for people to hit the like button. So that's nice that you preempted that and got in there before him.
And we'll probably have thousands more listeners now with all those burnt palms and art sick fans will be following us now. Is that right?
Yeah. I wish there were more fans.
Yeah, but please do join us again sometime.
I would love to anytime.
All right.
I'm a little ADD like Richard with the I like the short songs as well, so I'm kind of a good replacement
Excellent.
For him.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think
all right,
we should have Richard back at some point?
1,000% yes. He's great.
If you like this episode and our other episodes, well, check out all the other episodes. And we may possibly squeeze in a special Christmas episode if we can get organized before Christmas. But if we don't, a Merry Christmas to all our listeners out there. And, join us next year sometime. I think we can stop now.
Okay, I guess so.
Merry Christmas to
everyone. Yay!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.